Hey, welcome back. It's time for another episode of WVU Marketing Communications Today. The only show that, well, it sits squarely at the intersection of data-driven decision-making and modern marketing practice. With one of our modern marketing gurus this morning here, hey, Nathan.
Just been upgraded to the head of marketing for Swipebuy, a startup that helps restaurants offer curbside services. Welcome again, Nathan Perrette.
Thank you.
Did I get the title correct here? I want to make sure. It's a new title.
Yes,
what is Swipebuy? We'll give you a little quick plug for Swipebuy here. It sounds like a cool idea. Not drive-by, Swipebuy.
Swipebuy, that's right. Our young founder had this great idea that, you know, restaurants need to be able to meet their customers where they are, and more customers are in their cars. And it's super convenient to be able to drive up right to the restaurant and have that waiter come out and give you your food.
How cool is that?
So we've got a system in place that helps the restaurant be pinged right when they pull into the parking lot.
Oh,
we know you're coming. We walk right out. There's your food.
So then I have to stand there and wait for 5 minutes because you said you're coming here and whatever. They know you're there. You bring it right out.
They know you're there. That's right. They get that notification, the restaurant, through our tablet system and our GPS system. And it's for your busy moms or your on-the-go parents. It's magic. I'm a father of four. I've used it. That's what convinced me to join the team.
Oh, I tell you. Well, I'm a grandfather. And the last thing I want to do is every time we go get some, I ordered some food. Now I got to unstrap him. Drag him in, and then we stand there in line and wait. And then, of course, I got to load him back up, and I'm holding the food and all this other. And it sounds simple, but it's a juggling act when you got a 4 or 5 year old or a couple of them in the car here.
That's right. And the Swipebuy app now is available in the Winston-Salem, Charlotte, North Carolina area, but we're about to go nationwide.
Okay. That was what I was going to ask. Yeah. All right. Well, cool.
We'll have all kinds of restaurants, you know, for you to choose from. We've really got a lot of momentum going. So keep an eye out for us. We'll be in the news.
All right. Well, maybe your guest Whitney wants to order something this morning here. I don't know where she's at, but we'll find out.
I'm here. I'm a mom of twins. Of course I want to order something.
Wouldn't that be cool that you could just run right in? I mean, they would know to the second you're coming up right now here. Bring that food out. I don't want to unstrap those twins and wait around and then go through all the hassle of reloading them in the car here. What a cool idea.
Yeah. We just didn't leave the house, so this was
Well, that's where we're all at. All right. Well, so you guys are going to talk about a different kind of driving today here. What are you going to talk about today?
So today's topic, we've got Whitney with us, a very talented professional in the industry. And the topic we're going to cover today is how do you drive integrated marketing communications in a large matrixed organization? So a lot of our students are either working for large organizations or working for or looking to work for one of those large organizations. So how do you manage that integrated marketing communications process? And Whitney's going to give us some insights on that, right?
Yeah.
We should just jump right into it. So in a small organization, communications and marketing might be the same person or team. And as that company grows, that marketing and advertising might reside under one leader, while communication resides under another leader. So all of a sudden, you're splitting those roles. Communications might have different priorities, public policy, issue management, earned media. Marketing and advertising might be focused on brand awareness, sales revenue. How do you stay, and this is your question, Whitney, how do you stay integrated when you're matrixed differently and reside in those different locations? Lots of silos.
Communications is a huge part of it. Asking questions, making sure you have the right people at the table, and understanding what everyone does versus assuming you know what other people do, right? So we learn about integrated marketing in our classes or in other jobs. And then as you get into a bigger organization, you might think, well, wait a minute, who's looking after how we talk to the customer and how do we take that into consideration and what they might be seeing in the media? And so I am a big proponent of making sure you're asking good questions, have the right players, and communicate.
Okay. As we ask those questions, are we reporting to different leaders in that process?
So I've had the opportunity to work at Ford, Procter & Gamble, General Motors. And in a lot of those organizations, marketing and advertising report up into one vice president and communications or public relations report into another one. And so they talk at a senior leader level, but sometimes that doesn't transcend down to the working level. So it's up to us to make sure that we're working jointly and holding hands through maybe a product launch, could be any kind of product, could be a new app, could be a car, could be a banking offering. So just making sure that you understand the left and the right hand and that you're working together to deliver what your customers need.
Is there a secret? I mean, you clearly have worked for lots of large organizations. What's and I have too, to some degree, in trying to keep all the different players informed. Some organizations use different types of communication tools. Is there a certain tool or a process that you use, or is it pretty organic and just depends on the relationships you have to deal with?
I would say there's a couple of best practices. So understanding what the best medium is as we're shifting from maybe email and work remote, we're looking more at SharePoints or WebExes, just to make sure people are able to collaborate in the way that they feel most valued. I'm still a big proponent of picking up the phone and talking to someone, because there are nuances through email and different types of posting that might run you into problems. For example, we were working on a product in the past where we didn't have any new offering on the actual car, but we were working on fragrance and we were working on a special edition that had cause marketing, and no one had taken the time to understand each of the different components' needs. So what was the timing? Why did they want to launch it when they were, like, they were working on a women's wear daily article? And so that was driving a lot of the way that the strategy was. And through the way that we had written the plan and through email, it wasn't coming through. And so picking up the phone and then making sure everyone has a seat at the table, advisory board or governance boards where you can all be represented, I think is a huge opportunity to get everyone aligned and working toward the same goal. And then another thing is making sure you all understand what the goal is. In some instances, if revenue is the goal versus earned media, they might conflict at times. And so just making sure you're all marching to the same beat is definitely a way to win.
It's funny you bring up pick up the phone, because I just had a conversation with someone on my team who was stressed out, had some anxiety based on an email, and had spent quite a bit of time stressing about it. And so the question I asked was, well, did you call the person?
Did you call?
And the answer was, no, I haven't. And that was, well, the next thing you're going to do is you better give them a call, because I don't think that this is as big of a problem as like you said, the translation of email can be very cumbersome and problematic. So yeah, it's something that you need to do often. Pick up that phone after the first round of conflict, make sure you pick it up. So you're talking, you're trying to build the plans, you've got goals. Where is data and how is it helping you collaborate?
A lot of times I found that the marketing and advertising team will do a lot of upfront research that maybe we won't have access to in communications. So understanding what data is driving towards either a product offering or a decision, that's one piece of data. Then the next piece of data is, how will you measure if you're successful? So is it based on sales? Is it based on site traffic? Is it based on earned media? Is it key messages? That also drives how you collaborate, and then the length of time you're trying to be. So one of the things we talk a lot about in the auto industry is one and done, where you do something and then you don't carry it on. So how do you look at carrying on a message for a longer length of time? And that becomes another measurement. So all of these things are data points that help drive your plan and show whether you're working successfully together or not, frankly.
At any given time, how many data, like the last campaign or project that you were working on, how many data points were you having to kind of filter and process? Dozens, hundreds? I mean,
yeah, I would say probably in the initial phase, we're looking at maybe a dozen, but across multiple facets. So we might look at brand reputation work on different audiences. We might look at research on safety. So it multiplies fairly quickly. In one of my roles, I worked on social care. And when I walked into the job, we had probably close to 100 different metrics, and we weren't really acting on any of them. And so one of the first things we did to try to have better integration across what we were doing in the social space from a marketing communications perspective, and then what we were doing to satisfy a customer, and then the end goal was to reduce that number of data points to just a dozen. Because once we got down to a dozen, we could take action on them. So I think that's another thing. You can have data for data's sake, but if you aren't able to use it, it's not really helping you.
Yeah, take the donut approach, a dozen donuts for each data point, or one donut for each data point. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I've never heard that. I like that.
Yeah, the donuts. I'm hungry. I haven't had lunch yet. So you had mentioned measurement, and you know, early on we were talking about how you're working with communications, different departments. Have you found that they have different goals, different measurements, and you have to sync that up? Is that done early on in the process, or do you kind of figure that out over time?
I think they do have different data points, but I do think there's opportunity to sync them up. And with all of the digital data we have, from like customer relations to online to influencers, and I think you see this in other smaller industries working really, really well together, where they're able to see what we call a customer journey and look at how an integrated marketing approach touches the customer in each different facet. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing, because you're able to process the data and say, well, wait, we need to lean in more at this point of the customer journey to close the deal, or we're doing a great job here. How do we talk to them after post-purchase to bring them back to buy again from us? I think in long established companies, it's harder because you are kind of looking at data differently and it might not have been built that way. So every data point has a process around it, whether it's an algorithm or a formula that builds the data point. And sometimes you kind of have to tear down the data points to rebuild them in a way that gives you meaningful data over the whole journey. Okay. Does that make sense?
High level, I'm curious how we drive towards the integrated marketing communications plan, but that sounds like a loaded question. What's one mistake you've learned from? A quick soundbite.
I think the mistake that I learned from was we know what the saying "you assume something" means, an ass out of you and me, and I'll probably get edited, but don't assume. I think the mistake that I made is that I understood all of the nuances of the marketing and advertising team early in my career and how maybe an advertisement came to market, and I didn't fully understand the process of the research and the work that goes in to bring it, just because I didn't personally like it. I had my own bias, and so that was a mistake I made early on coming from a PR perspective. And once I understood more of the integrated plan and how we work together, it was much easier to work with the team to understand their research, weigh in on the research early, and validate some of the customer experience that I had in the communications grassroots plan, and how were they leveraging that, and then help look at it in a longer term. So just don't assume at the beginning you know everything. Like I said, ask questions and learn about it. And that was one of my early mistakes.
I was on a team where this is on the creative side. We assumed that upper management didn't want to see plastic bottles on a package. And so we spent 3 months working on the creative, finally showed it to the CMO, and her response was, "I want to see a plastic bottle on the package." And so the photo shoot had been scheduled, all that money and time had been spent, and we had a scramble, and that package has a plastic bottle on it. I have the picture framed in my office to help me remember not to assume.
You learn from it, right?
that highest level of leadership needs to make sure someone needs to make sure they've talked to them and signed off on their expectations and potentially biases and all those things, so we're all aligned. That was a honey mustard project. I love my honey mustard. Yep. We're going to go to break, so we'll be back in just a minute.
Okay, well, this will give you long enough just to pause and digest some of the mind-blowing stuff we're talking about here today. But there's a place you can learn more of these kinds of cutting-edge concepts. It's West Virginia University's Online Data Marketing Communications Program, first graduate program of its kind in the country, focusing on strategic thinking, problem solving, and informed decision making. We're trying to do here today, get some informed decision making data. The Data Marketing Communications Program prepares you for a career in all these exciting new fields by learning the innovative tactics from award-winning faculty like those presented here each and every week. You can learn more. DMC for Data Marketing Communications. DMC.wvu for West Virginia University. .edu. DMC.wvu.edu. And let's pick it back up with this interesting conversation about integrate. Can I ask a question, an old man's question here? You guys are much younger in this field than I am. I go back a long ways. And when I started, I too started in public relations. And we all had separate agencies. There was a PR agency, and then you brought in the ad agency, and later you brought in the online, when they started being created, the digital agencies and stuff. Is what you're talking about the eventual death of all these individual agencies, these individual silos? I'm assuming it's the same way in the company. There's the PR department and they have a head, and then there's an advertising department. There's somebody else. Are we going to get just one group of people, or are we still going to have all these little specialties and try and integrate them into a team?
I can answer it from a larger agency perspective. So we work with large agencies that still have public relations and advertising agencies under them, but the expectation is that they will work together since they're under the same agency umbrella. So they're bringing integrated marketing ideas from the agency side as well as internally.
But do they understand? That was always my confusion too. I don't really understand what those other folks do. I know what I do and I know what I need. I sort of think I get what they do, but I may or may not really understand even how they work, much less what they, how they approach the problem.
I think every day it's getting better and there's more sharing of information. And the whole idea that we're working towards integrated marketing is opening a lot of those lines of communication. And it's on us to learn and understand what everyone else is doing, right? To your point.
I think it's a great example of the mustard story, because I lived through too many of those mustard stories myself here, where we assumed we knew and we had no clue really what the other folks were doing or even the people who were overseeing the project were doing, because it was, we were all doing our own little things here.
Yeah, I think Whitney's right. It's getting better. My experience with working, we were a smaller agency that worked underneath a much larger agency. They drove the campaigns. They were the ones kind of coming up with the big ideas, and then it would funnel down to us. And depending on the leadership, we would either be informed of all the things we needed to know, or we had a relationship where we could raise our hand and say, hey, wait a minute, we're being measured on this. You haven't really accounted for that yet. We need your help to figure out how we're going to take your message and redo it. So it's in, agencies are working very hard to provide the service clients are now demanding. If there is a communication problem, the agencies probably need to figure that out pretty quick, because the clients aren't going to be okay with that. At least that's my experience. We're bringing in integrated marketing communications. So does that actually mean, Whitney, we're going to have to sit in more meetings, more planning, more discussion across players and platforms?
I think it depends on the organization. I mean, in an ideal world, you can still have people who are working on marketing or advertising specific, and some people working on public relations. But to your point earlier of making sure you're setting the goal at the beginning for having an integrated marketing communication plan, then potentially, no, you would be sitting in progress meetings, but not working level meetings, right? So if you set the goal of an integrated marketing plan and then peel off into the work, then there should be check-ins. And if there are open lines of communication, that would be ideal. I think over the beginning, when you're trying to get to integrated marketing, it might require more meetings, especially if you're in an organization that was very heavily matrixed before. So it might be organization dependent.
I would agree with that for sure. That's been my experience as well. Some of those organizations are just, there's just so many players. You just have to have a lot of meetings up front. You got strong leadership in there who understands what a good integrated marketing plan looks like and what the goals are trying to achieve. It goes pretty quick. That assumes everybody in the room is listening, which doesn't happen all the time. How do you, and this is that loaded question, but how do you drive towards an integrated marketing communications plan?
It's just trying to think about the long-term goal and what levers you need to pull to be successful, right? So there are going to be times when it's just, you just need earned media. Like maybe you're in the middle of issue management and you need to put out a statement and that's it. And that's not integrated marketing. But maybe you're trying to do a new offer, a new product offering, and you want to make sure that the customers know about it. You want to make sure that the media are talking about it. You want to make sure that the customer can find it and purchase it. If you're in a storefront, then you need to make sure that the storefront understands what's coming. And then that would be a more integrated approach. You have to start with the goal in mind and then go back and figure out what data points are we trying to achieve and what are the levers we have to pull to get there. To me, it's all about starting with the end in mind and deciding how you get to an integrated plan. And not every plan is going to pull every lever. I think we need to be respectful of that as marketers. Sometimes it's just not going to need everything.
Yeah. Yeah, get reasonable scope. Yeah, in terms of how much you have to push out.
You can't boil the ocean, as one of my
right. That's great.
That's,
we're boiling the ocean right now. It's swipe by. I can tell you that right now. So many things we want to do. So we got a lot of students and then younger mid-level career folks. What advice would you give them? Or maybe what are you seeing from new employees or new staff that come in and it's like, man, I just wish they understood this thing.
I think it as we're teaching more integrated marketing in schools and people are coming up with more real-world experiences, so maybe you worked on a social campaign while you were in school, or maybe you worked at an agency, the student agency, and you got the opportunity to work cross-functionally, I think that's amazing and important opportunities. Then if they want to go work at a large company and they come into that large company and then they wonder, well, wait a minute, why aren't they more integrated, right? And so what I would just say is be the agent of change. Ask the questions, go meet your partners, drive it from your level to help move change. That's one of the things that I found early in my career. I mentioned that product I was working on, it was actually Mustang. And I just had a whiteboard in my office and I just said, wait a minute, we need to start writing this all down. And it was the most amazing feeling to get everyone on the same page, working towards the same goal and having an integrated plan where we pulled this lever here and this lever here and this lever here. And when it was all said and done, we weren't talking over each other and we were really proud of the work. So again, if you're coming into an organization where your learnings don't match maybe how they function or it's heavily matrix, be the agent of change.
Piggyback on that and just say it takes courage and you've got to really put yourself out there. And sometimes that has a negative, but a lot of times that means you're networking. That means you're talking to other parts of the organization and then doors can open. And especially if you're doing what you just described there and getting everybody on the same page and being that leader, it'll get noticed and prepare you for future roles and things like that. So don't be timid and grabbing that change by the horns. And talking to the right people and pushing that. That's been useful in my career. And I've seen a lot of people I respect and in leadership roles now. And that's how they made it, is they knew the right way to do it. They had the guts to get it done. Good players, good team players, and they made it happen. So,
and you asked about lessons learned. I would say asking questions. So if you come into an organization and you're trying to figure out why, ask people to help you understand it and then start to be the agent of change, right? You might not know the history. You might need to navigate a bit of the challenges. So ask the questions and use that to be the agent of change. It's all in the approach.
That's good. All right. Well, we got 1-2 minutes left. I've asked you the question about what advice we would give to the students or young employees. What does WVU, our West Virginia's integrated marketing program, play in this IMC process? I think you might have just answered that, though. Do you have anything else to add to that?
I have one more thing to add to it. So I think one of the things that was really interesting for me when I went through the program and I graduated in 16, taking classes that maybe I didn't think were in my sweet spot so that I could understand like direct marketing and things that maybe I didn't know so that I could bring that full IMC process to my future work. There were a lot of people in my PR class that had never taken or done PR. And I think it was very enlightening for them to understand the challenges you might face in the PR communications area that are slightly different than a marketing area. So like issues management, we talked a lot about being prepared with statements for crisis or issue, just different aspects that make you more well-rounded as you try to go forward and bring better integrated marketing. And that's what the program is all about. And data is a huge part of it as well.
Awesome. I totally agree. That's been my experience with this program as well, background in design. I want to understand my marketing counterparts better, and the program really shed a lot of light on that process and the tools you need to use to actually be a marketer and not just a creative. I totally agree. That's great. That's great advice. Great words.
What about the insights from the classes and how you translate those into your future work, like getting a job or learning to apply it in your job maybe?
This degree has been a fantastic compounder for my career. Out the gate, I have a lot more tools and I feel very confident actually in being able to serve the diverse needs of the clients. It just seems to be growing and growing. They need you to know a lot. They need you to know a lot to help them win, help them, especially on the creative side. You want your ideas to win. The degree has been fantastic.
All right. Last word goes to Whitney.
I was just going to say, the integrated marketing campaign that you develop, use that to find your weaknesses and learn, because you will apply that every day in your job. So whether it's tools or crisis or issue management or the PR elements of the campaign, work on that the most, because that will help you just huge dividends later on.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. Thanks so much. How do people get in touch with you, Whitney?
You can find me on LinkedIn. It's Whitney E. Drake.
All right. And Nathan?
Same thing. You can find me on LinkedIn.
Okay. I was going to say same thing. You have the same email? No.
same platform.
Same platform. All right. Well, thanks.
Yeah. That's good.
All right. We'll look forward to hearing from you guys again. See how well you keep playing well with others here.
That sounds great. Thank you, Whitney. Great interview.
Thank
really
you
appreciate
so much,
your time.
Ethan. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to WVU Marketing Communications Today, brought to you live from West Virginia University, a bi-weekly program that sits at the intersection of data-driven decision-making and marketing practice, only on the Funnel Radio Network, for at-work listeners like you.